Gender pay gap. Did you know that women are generally paid less than men? The World Economic Forum states that for every dollar a man earns, on average, a woman is paid 54 cents. That's half of what men are earning. And what's worse is they predict it will take 202 years for this gap to close based on today's rate of progress. So if we don't do anything about this, I will be 216 before I get my fair and equal pay, also known as worm food. So it's up to me to challenge the status quo and seek a different reality. In my future, I hope to achieve a high-paying job, live in a flash house, and drive a really fast car. So, you can imagine my surprise when finding that women are less likely to hold high-paying level jobs than men. And furthermore, research has concluded that women of colour are even less likely to advance in the workplace. So if you put those facts next to myself, being both a woman and one of Māori lineage, my flash house and fast car are looking highly unlikely, which is why I think we should challenge the status quo and seek a different reality. Let's take healthcare, for example. Despite being a female-dominated industry, men are paid almost $10 more per hour in healthcare jobs. Figures from Statistics New Zealand show the average hourly pay for men stands at $38 per hour, but women are paid an average of $27. That's $11 more per hour, $440 more per week, and $22,880 more per year for the same job with the same qualifications. That's discrimination. You don't need testosterone to take a temperature or to diagnose cancer or to perform heart surgery. Male and female doctors can perform all of those tasks equally well and deserve to be paid the same. Which is why we need to challenge the status quo and create a different reality. Another example of the gender pay gap is the field of law. Did you know that the median salary for men working in law is $128,000 compared with the median for women, which is just $66,000? That's an average difference of $62,000. How can that be fair? A law degree is a law degree, no matter what gender you are. We all sit the same bar exam, so it makes no sense that men should be paid an average of $62,000 more. This needs to be challenged. And finally, I refer to you, the field of architecture, which is where I had one day hoped to establish my future career. It was very disappointing to find that women earn only 80% of their male counterparts. That's an average difference of $14,000 per year. How can that be fair? Again, the qualifications are the same, the internship, certification process, and license. So why not the pay? Why should women receive less? We're not asking for more, we're simply asking for the same. If we're going to be judged, let it be on our merits, not on our gender. Let pay rates be determined by hard work and achievement, not genitalia. So let's challenge the status quo and seek a different reality for our mothers, our nans, our aunties and our sisters, our daughters and their daughters, the mothers of our future generations. Let's be innovative, revolutionary, and more importantly, let's be decent, respectful, and fair. Courageous enough to rectify this inequality immediately with initiatives such as a gender quota to ensure our women have equal access to positions currently dominated by men. Let's keep checking to make sure that our women are being paid the same as our men if they're doing the same jobs. There's a beautiful whakatauki that guides us here, and it goes like this. He aha te mea nui o tēnei ao. He tangata, he tangata, he tangata. Not he tāne, he tāne, he tāne. What is the most important thing in this world? It is people, it is us, it is everyone. So let's challenge the status quo and seek a different reality. I leave you this challenge, this gender pay gap, and encourage you all, now and in the future, to ensure a new reality for our wahine. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou. Kia ora mai tātou katoa.